This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, September 25th. God's word for you today is verse 7. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20. And it says, "Wherever you go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to faithfully follow all that I have commanded you. And never forget that I am with you every day." Imagine you get to heaven, walking on the streets of gold, relishing the scenery and enjoying the presence of Jehovah. Then somebody walks up to you and says, "Thank you. It is because of you that I made it here." And you are like, "I do not even know you." And the person says, "Yes, you do not know me, but the person you brought to Christ brought someone to Christ that brought someone else to Christ that brought someone to Christ that brought someone else to Christ that brought someone to Christ, and that person brought me to Christ. So thank you." What joy will fill your heart? You never know the far-reaching effect of your influence. You just never know. So, metamorphosis is not the huge thing you do once that brings about transformation. It is the things you do consistently that bring about the change other people desire. It is just like children in what seems like the twinkle of an eye. They are all grown up. All the parents did was to keep feeding them consistently every day. What if the parents bring a bowl loaded with food while the child is little and insist the child must eat it and grow big instantly? The parents can be charged with attempted murder, yet that is what a lot of people try to do with their lives. They try to do one big thing that will instantly bring about the change they desire. But God is saying, it is the little things that somebody sees that brings about the big results that everybody wants. So now, you know the 7 things you need to do to experience metamorphosis in your spiritual life. The 7 little things that nobody sees that you need to do consistently to be transformed into that thing that everybody wants. First, you must love Jesus supremely. Second, you must meet with him daily. Third, you must study and do God's word. Fourth, you must tithe your income. Fifth, you must learn to love other believers. Sixth, you must serve others unselfishly. Seventh, you must pass on the good news. These are the 7 things you and I need to do if we want to experience metamorphosis in our spiritual lives. The truth is, you cannot grow spiritually healthy if you're not spiritually alive. There is no growth without life. If you want to grow spiritually healthy, you need to be spiritually alive. And because of all that God has taken us through in the past few days, you now know that something is missing. I need you to do one thing as an act of faith. Raise your hand and you put it down. Wherever you are, God sees you and heaven has taken note of you. Invite Jesus into your heart. Let us pray. Father, cause there to be metamorphosis for good in my spiritual life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.